Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 16 and verse 18. Peter had said by the Holy Ghost that Jesus was the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God. Revelation. Verse 17, Jesus said, you know, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. The Father did. Is the Father still in the revealing business?
Yes.
Showing us what we need to see. And he said, and I say to you that you are Peter. And upon this rock, not on Peter, on the rock of the revelation that he's the Christ,
yeah,
I'll build my church. How many know the church is not built on Peter?
Amen.
Or Peter's descendants?
Yeah.
Right? No. It's built on Jesus. Who is the foundation? Who is the stone that the builders rejected?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom, didn't he?
Yes, he
kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. What is a kingdom? We went into that. Kingdom is where the influence or the scope of the king's rule. And we're talking about ruling and reigning. And wherever the king has his rule and his reign, then the king's will is done. And we're talking about the kingdom of God. Are you and I in the kingdom of God? And the kingdom's in us. Why? We have submitted our life to the lordship of Jesus. We're saying, Lord, rule over us. Reign over us, right? But so many in the world have not. They are their own Lord. They are their own king. I don't want to be my own king. People say, well, religion is just a crutch for the weak. No, it's the ignorant who don't go to Jesus.
Amen.
Who think they can do it on their own.
Yes.
Aren't you glad the Lord's helped us to have enough sense to realize we needed help?
Yes.
Right? No, you don't know enough. I don't care how much education you get or how much money you get or what kind of connections. You will never know enough or have enough or be strong enough to run your own life successfully.
Amen.
Thank God. He's our Lord. Say it out loud, Jesus is my Lord. He reigns in my life. And you see, you and I are supposed to reign under him. He's the king of kings. We are some of the kings he's king of. Well, in Matthew 16, he said, I'll give to you the keys of the what? Kingdom of heaven. What are these keys? Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Is there a connection between what we do down here and what happens in heaven or from heaven? Is there a connection? Now see, a lot of people will tell us no. They'll tell us God is sovereign and he does what he wants to, when he wants to, whether we think so or don't, or whether we cooperate or don't. But that's simply not true. I said, that's simply not true. So many things that happen on the earth are not the will of God. So much terrible destruction. How many believe sin is not the will of God? Then all the results of sin is not the will of God. Then why does the Lord let it happen? That's a big question that people just struggle over and figure there's no answer to. Why, if God's a good God, if God's love, why does he let all this stuff happen? We've already talked about that. God has given man a free will, and when he gives you something, he gives you something. You can use it right or you can use it wrong. And all of the suffering and all of the tragedy that's in the earth today is because man has a free will and man has chosen wrongly. And why has he allowed it? He's allowed it because we've allowed it. Man has allowed it through his sin, through his disobedience, through his unbelief, through his perversion. How many understand the earth, the world, would be a completely different place if everybody was saved and loved God and obeyed God? Would it be a different place? How many understand soon and very soon that's how it's going to be? The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord. Outwardly manifest. But in the meantime, He only rules in the lives of those who yield themselves to Him and submit themselves to Him. And a lot of other stuff that is not His will, He allows. Why? Because man allows it. And He allows to a large degree, He allows from heaven to happen on the earth what man in the earth allows. But He said, I give you the keys. How many believe this is important? When the Lord says, I'm giving you the keys to ruling and reigning in the kingdom. What? What are they? Whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. And in just a few verses later, He said it again. Flip over to the 18th chapter. How many understand when something's repeated again and again, it's for emphasis. It's so important. Matthew 18 and 18. Jesus said, verily, another word for emphasis and how that you, this is sure, this is the way it is and no other way. Verily, I say to you, whatsoever, who?
You.
Who?
You.
Whatever you bind shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree where?
On earth.
Where?
On earth.
Did Jesus say these are the keys to the kingdom?
Yes.
And why is He making the emphasis? The emphasis is that God, like one fellow said many years ago, actually founder of the Methodist organization, and you see a similar phrase among the founder of the Wesleyans, it seems God is limited by our prayer life. That He can do nothing for humanity unless somebody asks Him to. Is God limited in the earth, in people's lives, by what they do or don't do? Many would tell you, no, God is God. He can do what He wants to when He wants to. Well, the psalmist said concerning the Israelites that God brought out of Egyptian bondage, it said they turned, Psalm 107, they turned and limited God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Can you limit God? Well, not universally, but in your life, you can limit Him by your unbelief and by your refusal to believe or refusal to obey. Many have not believed this, but it's a Bible fact. And if we're not, why does He put so much emphasis about what you do on the earth? Why even have this in it? If God is just going to do whatever He wants to in the earth, when He wants to, no matter what man thinks or believes or doesn't think, why say things like this? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen to another translation, how it's worded. Some say, well, I don't know about that. Well, don't take my word for it. And don't quit till you get it settled. Take this verse before the Lord. Say, Lord, show me what this means if you don't feel like you understand it. Because if this are the keys to the kingdom of God, it's something we ought to know. Right? It's something we ought to understand. In, the New Living Translation. He said, I tell you this, Jesus is speaking. Whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. And whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. The English version says a similar thing. He said, I tell all of you, what you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Over in the book of Daniel, the angel said to Daniel that certain things were going to happen in the king's life there, until he knew that the heavens do rule. And the heavens do rule. But it is not completely independent from us. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Did he say that heaven permits what we permit?
Yes.
Let's read it again real carefully. Make sure we're reading it right. Who's talking here?
Jesus.
Is he right?
Yes.
Certainly. I don't care what your religious mind tells you. I don't care what sermons you've ever heard anybody else teach or preach. Jesus is right. Say it out loud. Jesus is right.
Jesus is right.
What did he say? He said, read it out loud with me. Verse 18. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be. Now let's just stop right there. Some people try to say, well, no, what you're able to do is because God has already predestined it and ordained it. And they still try to take it out of anything out of our hands. But what did Jesus say? You bind it on the earth and what? Shall be bound. We don't have any authority to change the Bible now, right? What did he say first? Binding things on earth. That's what he said first. And then what? Shall be bound in heaven. Many people haven't believed this. They haven't looked at this. They haven't wanted to acknowledge it. People love what I call no-fault religion. What do you mean, Brother Keith? No matter what happens, it's not my fault. And no matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. God is God. And in His sovereignty, He chooses everything for us. Isn't Christendom full of this kind of mentality? And you hear people say, oh, well, God's in control. And the implication is He's in control of everything. Everybody's will, everybody's decisions, everybody's deeds, everything that happens, everything that doesn't happen. God chose for it to be that way and caused it to be that way. That is not what the Bible teaches. Even from the beginning, the Lord gave the people His truth. And He said, I'm setting before you this day, life or death, blessing or cursing, you choose. From the garden, it's been that way. Well, if you choose death, does that mean God chose it for you? If you choose curse, does that mean it was God's perfect will and He had ordained you from the beginning to be cursed? No, you had an option. You had a choice. Said out loud, I always have a choice. You always have a choice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Binding and Loosing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001D. That's R-1001D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.